Next is a lecture to the student body of the Ohio State University, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 12, 1969, in Columbus, Ohio.
So the rest of this evening will be, Swami Bhaktivedanta will explain His Divine Self, then we will continue chanting.
The Sankirtan function, or it is called Sankirtan Jagna, sacrifice. There is a statement in Srimad Bhagavatam that Sankirtanai Jagnai Praya Jajanti Hi Sumedham. In this age, as poet James Verse has explained to you, this is called Kali Yuga, a very degraded age. From the spiritual point of view, from material point of view also, people are reducing their duration of life. And they are merciful tendency, they are strength, their stature. If you study scrutinously, you will see that your stature is reducing, your memory is reducing, your duration of life is also reducing in this Kali Yuga. There are many symptoms. So Bhagavat recommends for self-realization in this age simply by performing the sacrifice of Sankirtan. The Sankirtan Yajna is so nice that at once you get transcendental ecstasy, and from spiritual consciousness you try to join even a child desires like that. This is the effect of the Sankirtan Yajna. And Lord Chaitanya, the inaugurator of this movement 500 years ago, he says that if you chant this mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, then the first installment of your game will be that all the dirty things in your heart will be cleansed. Cheta Dharpana Marjana. And when we are in clean heart, then the next stage will be Havamaha Dhavagni Nidbhavan. The problems of material existence will be solved. And when you are spiritually steady on the platform of Sankirtan Yajna, then your original consciousness, Krishna consciousness, and its concomitant joyfulness begins. This thing also is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na sochati na kankati samas sarveshu bhuteshu madhavati labhati param. It is said there that when one comes on the platform of spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness, at that time he becomes completely joyful. Brahma bhuta prasanna atma. Prasanna means joyful. Atma means soul. And the symptom is na sochati na kaankati. He does not lament, neither hanker. In the material existence, we have got two diseases. Hankering for things which we do not possess, and lamenting for things which are lost. But actually, we don't possess anything. Everything belongs to God. That is the basic injunction. Sisara samidam sarvam. Whatever we see, that is the property of the Supreme Lord. And this claiming that this is my property, this is my body, this is my country, this is my home, this is mine, this is mine, this is called illusion. Actually, we do not possess anything. So, when you actually come on the spiritual consciousness, you understand that nothing belongs to you. Brahma bhuta prasannātmā na sochati na kāṅkati. Kāṅkati means hankering, and sochati means loving. Then, the next stage is samasarvesu bhūtesu. Then you can see everything, or every living entity, on the equal status. People are trying to come to that platform of oneness. But that is only possible when you come to the spiritual platform or Krishna consciousness. In the material platform it is not possible. Practically we see the United Nations, they are trying to come to oneness of all nations, but they have failed. Simply the flags are increased. Instead of being united, we are increasing our flags. So, if you want actually oneness, then you have come to that platform of Brahma-bhūta, prasannātma, joyfulness. Everyone is hankering after joyfulness. How that joyfulness can be attained? That is explained in the Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam. Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam says, savai-puṃsa-paro-dharma-jato-bhakti-yadho-khati ahoituki apratihata jayātmāsu prasīdati. Ātmā means soul, yourself. We are everyone of us hankering after the peace and tranquility. How it is possible? Bhagavad says, jayātmā suprasīdati. Suprasīdati is completely become satisfied. How it is possible? That savai-puṃsa-paro-dharma, that is the first class occupational duty by which you develop your love of God. That is first class. The taste of religion, every religion has got some conception of God. That's all right. But if by following the principles of that religion, if you see that you are developing your love up for God, then that is first class. Otherwise, Bhagavad says, it is simply wasting time, laboring. Dharma shanishthita punsa vishakshena kathasuja no upadaya dratin jadi sramayeva hikevalam. The Bhagavad says, that you are very nice man, you are very honest to your occupational duty, that's all right. But if by discharging your occupational duty, you do not develop your eagerness to understand what is God and what is love of God, then Bhagavad says it is simply laboring and wasting time. That is the test. And why we should try to increase our love of God. That is also explained. Ahoituki apratihata jayātmā saprasīda suprasīda. Ahoituki, without any cause, we should love God without any cause. Just like we go to temple, church with a motive. We go there, oh God, give us our daily bread. I have come to you for my bread. This is not love of God. This is love of bread. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has given nice sample of love. He is playing the part of Radharani. Radharani is the conjugal consort of Krishna. Our Krishna consciousness is not dry. You see the picture, Radha and Krishna. Krishna is a boy, 16 years old, and Radharani, a young girl, a little younger than Krishna. They are enjoying Radha Krishna. Radha Krishna pranayamrititi allhadani shakti rasma. There are different potencies of God. Parasya shakti vividhaiva sriyate. In the Vedic literature you find Veda. God has many energies. Parasya shakti. Shakti means energy. Power. Vividhaiva. Multi. Various. Parasya shakti vividhaiva sriyate. Shabhav, parasya shakti vivida nakasya sama adhikasya dishyate. This is the injunction of Veda. You cannot find anyone equal or greater than God. Nobody can be equal with God, nobody can be greater than God. Then he is not God. Nakasya sama adhikasya. Sama means equal. Adhikar means greater. Natasya sama adhikasya drishyate. They have analyzed who is God. The great sages, the liberated soldiers, they are not fools, rascals, that they will accept anyone God. No. They will test. This is the test. If you find somebody that he is neither lower than anyone, neither equal to him, then he is God. There are other many definitions of God. Vaisajyasa, samatrasa, vijyasa, jasasa, sriya. Analytical state. Try to understand God. This is the only business of human form of life. Not that simply eating, sleeping and mating and defending. These are animal business. The animal law. How to eat, how to sleep, how to make and how to defend in its own way. So that is common formula for human being or animal. But there is one speciality in human society or human being. He can understand God. What is God? If I explain to a human being, however illiterate, uneducated he may be, if he has simply these 2 years, he will understand what is God. Therefore, the basic information is called Shruti. Just try to hear. You haven't got to be educated or literate. God has given you these 2 years and you can learn. Simply you have to learn from the authorized source. Then you will understand God. And when you understand God, then you develop love of God. And when you develop love of God without any motive and without any impediment, then you find, Shamin kitathosmi varang na jache, I have no more any demand. I am completely satisfied. Try to come to this platform, transcendental state. You cannot be happy simply by material advancement. That is not possible. That is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Parādhavastāvadavodhajāta. Every one of us are rascals, born ignorant. But we have got the capacity to take the message of God from authorized information. That we have got. So, Bhagavad says, Parādhavastāvadavodhajāta. All living entities who are born ignorant. Whatever they are doing for advancement of society, culture, education, civilization, all such activities are defeat only if he does not inquire what he is. Parabhavastavadabodhajata javanna jigyasato atmatatyam. Atmatatyam wants. So long one does not inquire what I am, what is God, what is this material nature, what are these activities, what are our relationships. If these enquiries are not there, then all our activities are simply defeated. Parabhavastavadamudajata javanna jigyasate atmatattam javanna priti maivasude. So long one does not develop his dormant love of God, namuchate deha yogena tavat, so long he will not be able to get out of this repeated birth and death and transmigration of the soul. This transmigration of soul, repeated birth and death, is the disease condition of the spirit soul that we do not know. Neither in our education system there is any department of knowledge teaching what is the soul, what is after death, what was before birth. There is no science. It is very lamentable. Education, in the name of simply eating, sleeping and mating, this is not education. If my bodily conception continues, the Bhagavad says, jasyat buddhi kunapet vidhatu. Anyone who is thinking that this body of flesh and bone is self, he is an ass. Saiva gokhara. Gokhara. Khara means ass. Jasyat buddhi kunapet vidhatu. Sadhik kalatradisu bhoma ijadhi. And by conceiving this body as self, they have no a common reason that this bag of flesh, bone, urine, stool and secretion, can it be soul, can it be self? But they are finding out by exercising this body to find out this. The soul is there, but you cannot see by material instrument. It is very fine. It is 1/10,000 part of the tip of your hair. These are explained in the Vedic literature. So how you can find with your material eye? You cannot see. And because you cannot see, you are concluding there is no soul. That is ignorance. There is. There is soul, and this body has developed on the platform that a soul, and that soul is migrating from one body to another. That is called evolution. And that evolution is process is going on. 8,400,000 of species of life, aquatics, birds, bees, plants, and so many species of life, and we have got now this developed consciousness, human form of life. We should properly utilize it. That is our Krishna consciousness movement. We simply educating people, don't waste your valuable life, the human form of life. If you are missing this chance, you are committing suicide. That is our problem. Don't commit suicide. Take to this Krishna consciousness. And the process is very simple. You haven't got to take difficult processes like yoga system or philosophical speculative system. That is not possible in this age. That is, I'm not speaking from my own experience, but I'm taking the experience of big acharyas and big stalwart sages. They say that kalu nasti va nasti va nasti va gatirannatha. If you want to realize yourself, if you want to know what is your next life, if you want to know what is God, if you want to know what is your relationship with God, all these things will be revealed to you. This is real knowledge. By simply chanting this mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. It is practical. We are not charging anything. We are not bluffing you. That means I shall give you something secret mantra and charge you $50. No. It is open for everyone. Please take it. That is our we are begging it. Don't spoil your life. Please take this mantra, chant, wherever you like. There's no hard and fast rules you have to follow. Whenever you like, wherever you like, any condition of life, just like we chanted half an hour before, any condition you felt ecstasy. Similarly, you can continue this. Chant this Hare Krishna mantra. It is given to you free. But if you want to know what is this Hare Krishna mantra, through philosophy, through knowledge, through logic, we have got volumes of books. Don't think that we are simply sentimentally dancing. No, we have got background. So try to understand this Krishna consciousness movement. I will specially come to your country to deliver you this good message. Because if you accept this, if you can understand this science of Krishna consciousness, other part of the world will also follow, and the face of the world will be changed. That is a fact. So therefore, I request you that you take this chanting Hare Krishna mantra with you, and wherever you live, in whatever condition you are, you don't require to change. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended that sthane sthita sudigatam tanumana manovhi prayesha ajita jita pasistha istilakyam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discussed about spiritual realization with one of his great devotees called Raya Ramananda. And Raya Ramananda placed before him many theories expounded in the Vedic literature. And at last, when Ramananda Raya placed this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, that jnane prayasam mudapasam namantaiva, don't we foolishly try to speculate to understand the unlimited. It is not possible. By your teeny senses, you cannot understand the unlimited. It is not possible. Therefore, the first recommendation is that jnane prayasam mudapasam, don't try to be a dry speculate to understand the ultimate truth. Namantaiva, just become meek and humble. Namantaiva sanamukharitana bhavadiyavartam, and try to receive the message from authorized sources. Then sthane sthita sutigatam tanuvangmanavi, in whatever condition you are, you don't require to change. You simply hear, then a day will come when you will be able to conquer the Supreme Lord who is unconquerable. God is great, nobody can conquer. But if you simply follow this process, then in whatever condition you are, simply try to hear about God from authorized sources, then one day you will be able to conquer God within your hand. This is also confirmed in the Brahma Samhita. Advaita yachyataya nadi ananta rupam ādyam purāna purisam navajovanancha vedeshu durlavaya durlavayātma vaktau. You cannot find out, simply find out, searching in the Vedas or scripture where is God. You have to conquer Him by your love. He will reveal to you. That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Tesham satadiduktanam bhajatam pitipurvakam buddhi yogam dadanitam jinamam upajantate. Everything is clearly explained there. Please try to read this Bhagavad Gita as it is. It is science of God. You will understand, you will realize, and chant this Hare Krishna mantra. This Hare Krishna mantra will cleanse your heart, and after cleansing your heart, if you read one chapter of Bhagavad Gita, you will understand gradually what is God, what you are, what is your relationship with God, and when you understand all these things, and you develop your love of God, you become perfectly happy. So, we want to see you all happy. That is our program. Sarve sukhino bhavantu, every one of you become happy. But you must take the path how you can be happy. This is the path, Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama.